Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 25th chapter, verses 6 through 9. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, what are some times and places where a person might wear a veil? A bride might wear a veil on her wedding day. That goes back to a pagan custom designed to keep evil spirits away from the bride by disguising her. At the end of some weddings, the veil is lifted so that the groom may kiss the bride. Another occasion where a veil may be worn is by a widow at a funeral. Black veils are worn at funerals as a sign of mourning, as well as to hide faces and eyes swollen from tears of sorrow. Our text today speaks of a veil that is spread over all nations. Why are they wearing a veil? Are they in mourning? The world is a veil of tears, full of sin and sorrow and suffering. That is why we pray in the Lord's Prayer that God would deliver us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. Yet for Christians, this veil is also a bridal veil. As Christians, members of the church, we are the bride of Christ. We long for the marriage feast of the Lamb, when this veil will be lifted and we will see Christ, our bridegroom, face to face. When the veil is lifted, there will be no more hunger or thirst. This world is filled with hungry people. People are hungry for something to fill the emptiness of their lives. And the supermarket of this world offers a variety of junk food. It gives us the message of self-help and tells us what we like to hear in order to feel good about ourselves. When we partake of this junk food, we may immediately feel gratification. We may feel good for the moment or experience a sugar rush. But when the buzz wears off, we realize that this junk food doesn't build a spiritually healthy body. We are still hungry. In our text, God offers us a rich banquet. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. In these words, God pictures for us the rich banquet of his grace, his rich compassion and wonderful forgiveness satisfy the soul that hungers and thirsts for righteousness. God's people eat of this banquet of grace as through the gospel in word and sacrament, God dispenses forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. As we hear God's word and make use of the sacraments, we eat from God's banquet table and receive nourishment for our souls. This feast will find its fulfillment as we partake of the wedding supper of the Lamb in heaven for all eternity. When the veil is lifted, we will no longer hunger or thirst. What things cause us to lose our appetite for this banquet or keep us from enjoying it? Think about the last time that you just weren't hungry. What causes you to lose your appetite? We might not be able to eat after we hear sad or troubling news, such as the death of a loved one. But God promises in our text that when the veil is lifted, there will be no more death. Death is a veil that covers all peoples. Ever since the fall of mankind into sin, the veil of death has shrouded mankind. As a result of Adam's sin, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. From the fall into sin, death has spread to all people and has brought with it sadness and separation. Therefore, it is customary in many places for people to wear a veil as they mourn their miserable condition. God, however, will remove this veil, for there will no longer be any need for it. The psalmist pictures death as an insatiable monster feeding on its victims. Like sheep, they are destined for the grave, and death will feed on them. God promises in our text that death, the great swallower, will himself be swallowed up. God will swallow up death forever. Only God can swallow up death. Human effort cannot remove death. Medicine may prolong life and remove some of life's hurts and aches, but it cannot inoculate against death or radiate death until it disappears. By his death, Jesus Christ swallowed up death in victory. Jesus demonstrated his absolute power over death by rising back to life. Jesus Christ has arisen and defeated death once for all people of all time. Since Jesus rose triumphant over death, death is not the end for us either. Jesus will raise our bodies on the last day to live with him forever. The book of Revelation brings this out clearly. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. With death overcome, God will wipe away tears from all faces. What a beautiful picture this is of the compassion of our Lord. As a parent comforts and soothes a child, so the Almighty God pauses to comfort his people and wipes away our tears. For a parent to wipe away a child's tears is not difficult, but for God to wipe away all the tears from all people's eyes, there must first be removed the evil which had caused the tears. To remove evil, there must be a conquering of him who had the power of death. God has done this in the person of his son. Jesus told the mother of the young man of Nain to dry her eyes, and then he raised her only son back to life. And since Jesus later himself rose back to life, he will also raise to life those who die in faith in him. Therefore, we no longer grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. When the veil is lifted, there will be no more tears. On the last day, when the veil is lifted, our hopes will be fulfilled. In that day when God wipes away all tears, we will rejoice in our God. With all the saints, we will offer our songs of praise to God for the blessings of his grace, forgiveness, victory over death, and eternal life with him. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please rise for prayer. O Almighty and everlasting God, through your only begotten and beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you will sanctify all your elect and beloved. Give us grace to follow their faith, hope, and love, that we, together with all your saints, may obtain eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.